Coach, a lot of great things happened tonight for your team. The way you really broke it out in the second and third quarters and just dominated throughout the rest of the game after the first quarter. I want to start, though, with the defense you saw from Topeka High, because you told me in pregame you expect to be challenged by their defense. And, early on, Miles Braxmeyer is getting very frustrated with just things not working out for him. Obviously, things change because you start hitting those shots and got in transition, but what challenges did you get?
Yeah, their pressure up front gave us some fits early, and then you combine that with them changing defenses, and so it was hard. You know, we had to kind of work our way through it and settle in offensively, just getting used to, are they in man or are they in zone, and I just think they had, us flustered on that in that regard. But once we settled in and kind of saw through the ball through the net a little bit, that helped. And then I thought our defense created a lot of offense for us, and that helped a lot too to get us out into transition.
Yeah, you mixed it up as well on defense. I was going to go to transition next. That was a huge part of the way you broke this game open, because there was, again, second and third quarters, it's like for a while you guys couldn't miss a shot.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, T-High, they couldn't make one. They really struggled just from hitting their shots. You guys took advantage of – how about that tempo tonight, especially leading the charge with, like, Jason Kim, who was big in that?
Yeah, I thought we shot the ball with a lot of confidence. And, I mean, Asher – I get one of those because I hollered at Asher to hit it. So I get that one. But, no, Asher played a lot of confidence. Love how he's playing with the inside-outside game. Jason got it rolling. And again, Miles distributing the basketball. I think that's who we're going to be. I mean, I think any night, our perimeter players can really hurt us. And then you got Ian in there doing his thing. He's just an absolute monster in the middle. And, I don't know what height we listed him at, but he plays a foot taller than he is. And, when you have that, it just gives us a good inside-outside combination.
He's 6'2". If you were to guess, at what height does he play at?
He does things that you would expect a 6'8" guy to do. The way he times up and high points the basketball and rebounds, he's everywhere defensively. It's been a good adjustment for us to put him out on the wing rather than in the middle defensively, because I think that's really helped our defense. And I just love how he plays. I told the guys, there's hooping, there's competing, and there's winning. And when you watch Ian play, he just looks like he's doing everything he can do to win.
You had a bit of a teaching moment there in the second half, because I mean, Noah McFadden comes in the game, and he's just a flamethrower. I mean, he was so confident. I mean, maybe he was just feeding off the rest of the energy, but then he picks up that technical foul. But, I mean, you had a bunch of guys coming off the bench and do some nice things.
Yeah, we really did, and I thought those last 12 minutes of reps were really valuable. Sawyer Newton, I thought, got tremendous game reps. It's just how a point guard at the varsity level needs to run the team. He was getting to 2 feet, which we've been begging him to do. He was starting to be a ball mover, and so I thought that was really valuable for him. And then, Noah is a bucket, and he does it in practice too, but, the things that we have to communicate is that we're representing our culture and our community and our school, and we just cannot let that stuff go. And, we'll keep him accountable to that, and he's going to keep getting good reps and keep earning our trust.
And 9 threes tonight, pretty good number.
Yeah, I think that's when we're flowing, that's who we're going to be.
Yep. All right, Coach, congratulations on the 7th straight victory over Topeka High, the 100th meeting coming up in February. Congratulations.
Hey, looking forward to it. Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Manhattan head coach Benji George here almost midcourt here at the Dungeon here from also we're about 7 feet off the floor here. If you've been here, you know what I'm talking about, but very historic gym. Manhattan boys, though, have won now 4 straight in this gym as they knock off the Trojans 68-35, the final score. Again, leading the way for the Manhattan boys tonight, 11 points, Alandon Knopp. Also, of course, leading scorer, 18 points, Asher Newcomer, 10 each from Jason Kim and Noah McFadden. Leading scorer, DeMichael Hales for Topeka High with 11. Earlier tonight, girls game, believe it or not, a team that scored 54 points tonight. Nobody was in double figures for the Lady Indians, but 9 each from Delaney Larson, Emery Rolofson, and Jor Parcell. Well, coming up next for the Indians, they don't play Friday. They play Saturday at the MHS gym, as the Indians will welcome in Wichita East. And coverage will begin at 1:45 here on K-Man, and the girls and boys doubleheader. It's the last games before last games of this semester, before we start the second semester and pick back up in January. Manhattan girls and boys will host Wichita East on Saturday afternoon from the MHS gym. Manhattan girls are now 5-1. They've won five straight, longest winning streak in 6 years. Meanwhile, the Manhattan Indians have now won two in a row. They are now 4-2. Both teams 1-0 in Centennial League play. That'll wrap it up from the dungeon. Big thank you to Owen Burke back in the K-Man studio. Mitch Fortner signing off from Topeka High School. Manhattan girls and boys, dominant wins tonight at Topeka High. Thank you for listening to Manhattan Basketball on News Radio KMAN.